Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to Lindell TV as well as Root for America Radio Network. If you want to find out where to find my radio shows, my TV shows, my Real America's Voice shows every night, my Real America's Voice shows on the weekend, Lindell's show right now. If you're listening and you go, how do I find Wayne on TV right now? Just go to rootforamerica.com. At the top it says, watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on radio, listen to Wayne's podcast. Click on any one of those and you're on with me wherever I am on the air. Right there from Root for America, or it tells you where to go, where to find it on your TV set. Roku, Pluto, Amazon, Apple, all of those as an example. All right, so a new poll is out. Surging Trump enters blowout territory as he increases lead over embattled Biden. Trump is up by 10 in the latest Rasmussen poll of likely voters. 10 points. Keep in mind, this is in the middle of the trial. His life is being bared. His soul is being bared. Hope Hicks on the stand today crying because she's have to, you know, sit there and say, you know, all kinds of bad things they want her to say about her ex-boss. She's crying on the stand. The American people are saying no mas, no more. We don't want this nonsense. Crime is out of control in New York. And all you've got to do is go after a rich billionaire who's the favorite for president of the United States. And the more you go after him, and the more animals and savages and scumbags and Jew haters make appearances on college campuses, the more Trump goes up in the ratings. Not only is he up by 10 in the latest Rasmussen poll, he's up by 12. That's only 10 against Joe Biden one-on-one, mano-mano. When it's Joe Biden and RFK Jr. and all the other cast of third-party losers, Jill Stein and Cornel West, five people running, he's up by 12. Trump's up by 12 with the trials, with the indictments, with the upcoming trials, with the nation in flames. He's up by 12. Unbelievable. He's just a juggernaut. You can't stop Trump. I saw another poll. He's up by 15 in Michigan. 15 in Michigan! A fairly purple, trending blue Democrat battleground state. He's up by 15. And this is why, you know, I should write the column next week. Get ready for Michelle Obama. They can't run Joe Biden. He's failing in front of our eyes. Everybody can see it. Joe Biden is finished. They're never going to be able to run him. I threw the idea at you last night. It might be two things. Number one, we replaced Joe Biden with Michelle Obama. Number two, at the convention, of course, in August. And number two, you leave Biden in place and you get rid of Kamala. You force her out and you put Michelle Obama as number two. And then all of a sudden, Joe Biden drops out of the race and Michelle moves up to number one. Or Joe Biden gets elected president with a rigged election and drops out or drops dead right after that. And Michelle becomes president of the United States without ever running for president of the United States. That's the Obama way. Think of Obama's career. Every time he's ever run for anything, he's used the system to knock his opponents out. That's what he's doing now. He's trying to knock Trump out with trials for, you know, framing Trump with bogus charges and rigged juries and rigged judges. And then he's going to try and get his wife in without ever running. It's the Obama way. The Obama communist Indonesian way. That's right. Raised in a Muslim nation, attended madrasas, Muslim schools. Obama uses the Muslim way, the corrupt way. Look at Muslim countries. Gaza, what they would call slash Palestine. It's all corruption. It's dirty. Do you realize Israel gave them billions in foreign aid and Hamas stole it all from the leaders and the people starved? And the morons on college campuses in the United States take Hamas's side and they're against Israel. It's absurd. It's absurd. Hamas are a bunch of thieves. Amazing. Amazing. Trump just keeps going up in the polls because people can see we are under attack from every side. We need a law and order president. And Donald Trump is a law and order president. Here's another reason Trump's ahead. Americans continue to name inflation as the top problem in the country, according to Gallup. So Rasmussen has Trump up by 10, one-on-one, up by 12. If you include third-party candidates, and Gallup has the number one problem in America. Actually, it says number one financial problem is inflation. I'm sure if you look at Gallup's poll, the number one problem, period, is the open border. But the number one financial problem is inflation. And I have so many friends who want to argue with me. Oh, inflation is under control. Inflation is out of control. I go out to eat in Vegas. I know inflation is out of control. I see it in every bill. I see it in my electric bill. I see it in my gas bill. I see it in the fuel I put in my car. I see it in my insurance bills. Life insurance, that's the same. But health insurance keeps going up. And dental insurance keeps going up. And home insurance keeps going up. And my property taxes keep going up. And as I said, my electric bill, my gas bill, the fuel in my car keeps going up. My grocery bill's going up. My restaurant eating out bill's going up. The price to own a house through the roof. Put a home under your head, whether it's rent or whether it's mortgage. And the insurance is insane. The homeowner's insurance, the renter's insurance, the health insurance, car insurance, through the roof. Everything's through the roof. So inflation is certainly the biggest problem in America today. And I think I am exhibit A. I'm making the most money in my life and I'm falling behind because the bills are so high that the money is BS. In other words, there is no money. Your income could be higher and what you have in the bank could be higher. And yet it's all lower because everything you're spending is higher. You know, what was the meme I just saw the other day? It was 50 may be the new 30, but $100 bill is the new $20 bill. And it's true. It's true. $100 is only worth 20 now because of inflation. So you get more hundreds than you've ever gotten. You go, wow, I'm rich. Then you realize at the end of the year, you have no money left. It's the least money you've ever had. You're not rich, you're poor. All the other bills went up. So it doesn't matter if your income goes up. No matter what you make, you're falling behind. And in the midst of all that, Joe Biden, I call him O'Biden, because he's really, Obama is really the boss, giving the orders. He opens Obamacare to illegal alien children, DACA children. 25 million Americans are uninsured, American citizens, and everybody else is getting ripped off because Obamacare gives it away free to all the illegals and all the poor people that vote Democrat. But he thinks there's enough money to go around to give Obamacare to DACA illegals. So when you go in on the voting booth, you know when this takes effect? November 1st, this moron. I said this on my Real America's Voice TV show that I taped earlier today. Joe Biden is herpes. He's the gift that keeps on giving. He put this in place November 1st, 4 days before the November 5th election. He's giving illegal alien children free health care. Do you have free health care? Do your kids have free health care? You've worked your whole life. Do you have free health care? I said this yesterday about the award in New York State to two Muslim women who are criminals, but let's say alleged criminals, that were getting their mugshots taken at a New York City police station, and they made them take their hijabs off. You know what a hijab is? Like a hat and a mask. You can't have a mask on while they're taking a mugshot. Oh, Muslims think you can. It's violating their religious rights to take their hijab off their face. How absurd. So they sued, and the city of New York settled with them. $17.5 million. No big deal. $17.5 million to two Muslim women who are criminals, alleged criminals, who were asked to take their hijab off. That's like me taking my hat off. Oh my God, it's a mugshot, and the cops asked me to take my hat off. If the cops ask you to take all your clothes off, none of your business. That's what you have to do. If the prison guard asks you to take your clothes off, you take them off. You don't sue and make $17.5 million. This country is insane. It's on the way out. We're the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire. Can anybody not see this? Police were on the properties at NYU, and they found signs that said, "Death to Israel, death to America, and long live the Intifada. Long live the Intifada." You know what happens in an Intifada? They rape babies. They cut babies' heads off. They put babies in microwaves. They gang rape women and then shoot them in the back of the head. If you're worried about Christy Noem shooting a puppy in the back of the head, well, you might want to worry about Muslim terrorists putting a bullet in the back of your wife's head, your mother's head, your daughter's head, after they gang raped her. These are the people Joe Biden and his boss Obama have let in our country, and probably Obama's boss, Valerie Jarrett, and Susan Rice, and their boss, George Soros, and his boss, the Chinese Communist Party. You wouldn't believe this. If I had it in a script for Hollywood, they'd turn it down. MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Hundreds of products, $25 sale. Everything's $25. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towels, $25. Four-pack dish towels, $25. MyPillows, any size, king size, $25. Amazing, amazing offer will not last long, so go there now. $25 sale. MyPillow.com. Promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. WAR!
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or anytime in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The root's on fire. I just got a text from my good friends Eddie and Lisa, former New York City police detectives, undercover drug detectives, otherwise known as narcs, now retired to Las Vegas. Great people. I wish every cop in America would retire to Las Vegas. We'd all be safe. You know? They're always caring. They're always heroic. They're always looking to save everyone's lives. I love cops. And I don't like bad guys. And we're just, this country's just filled with bad guys now, I'll tell you. It's like a John Wayne movie. We need the guys with the white hats. And that's the police. It's not the FBI anymore. We know they're dirty. We know they're owned by China. We know that they're owned by Obama. And that their only goal now, instead of stopping terrorism, the FBI's goal is stopping domestic terrorism, a.k.a. PTA moms and dads, Catholic parents at church. It's really absurd. It's just so amazing. They wouldn't buy this as a Hollywood script. Who's the FBI after? Green-haired ladies at a Catholic church. Who's the FBI after? Mom and dad at the PTA meeting. They don't like their son being turned into a transgender. Oh my God, arrest them! Now, destroy their lives! They must be destroyed! I mean, it's like Nazi 1930s Germany. They're using the police, they're using the FBI, they're using every form of intelligence agency to go after wonderful people and patriots and family people and religious people. I saw the other day a lady, a Catholic lady, who was convicted of such a horrific crime. Was it murder? No. Was it be a pedophile? No. Is she a terrorist? No. She was standing in front of an abortion clinic praying out loud. They convicted her. And they've sent her to prison. And she's being tortured in prison. Literally. In the American prison. Just like my friend Jake Lang is being tortured right now in the Brooklyn Detention Center. And he's been tortured in the Washington jail. D.C. jail. They put you in solitary for weeks at a time for no reason. They make up infractions just like they made up Trump's charges in New York trial right now. Made up out of thin air. There's no jurisdiction. The time has elapsed. There's no way to sue him. He didn't do anything wrong in the first place. No one's ever been charged for this in the history of the world. And they got a rigged judge and a rigged jury. And they make up charges against little old ladies, little old Catholic ladies, who are praying for your soul so you don't murder a baby. And abortion's never even been an important issue to me. But my God, people who are pro-life, I'm pro-life, but I'm not someone who'd stand on a corner and proselytize. I'm not someone who'd read the Bible or pray out loud in front of an abortion clinic. I'm not someone who'd spend 5 minutes in front of an abortion clinic. Because if you're dumb enough to go get an abortion, abort your baby, go do it. You're just aborting someone who's going to be a lifelong Democrat, probably. This is how nice Republicans are. How nice these Catholic ladies are. They know that your child might be a criminal because you're a lousy mother. You're going to be a lousy mother. You're going to be a single mother. You might be drug addicted. You might be an alcoholic. You're going to be a lousy mother 9 out of 10 times who aborts her baby. And yet, conservatives are pro-life who are willing to do anything to stop you, to save your baby, to let that baby live. Even if that baby's going to grow up to be a lifelong Democrat voter. Because conservatives are nice people. It's like me. I've been proselytizing about the COVID vaccine for 3 years now. I'm trying to keep you alive. And if you're a Democrat, you should say, thank you, Wayne. You're trying to save my life. No, every Democrat sends me emails. And they go, you're a horrible person. I hope you die. You're going to die because you didn't take the vaccine. They're so dumb. They're so ignorant. They don't even understand I'm trying to save their life, even though they're Democrats. I'll do anything to save their life. And pro-life people will do anything because they're very religious. Anything to save a baby's life, even if they know the baby's going to grow up to be a criminal, the baby's going to grow up to be a Democrat. Doesn't matter. They want to save that baby's life. Wonderful people. And Joe Biden and his boss Obama want to put them in prison. They want to put me in prison for telling you the truth about the COVID vaccine. Even though we now know for a fact, internal documents of the CDC prove it killed people and they covered it up in the trials. Not Big Pharma, the CDC covered it up. They knew it killed people. We've got the internal documents. The CDC is killers. They're mass murderers. They've committed crimes against humanity. Wow. Perfect time to tell you about sponsor J6. Just take my word for it. Go there. SponsorJ6.com. SponsorJ6.com. Monthly commissary sponsorship program that goes directly to the January Sixers in prison. These prisoners / hostages, political hostages, have to pay for their own food, clothing, and hygiene products, soap, shampoo, even their phone calls home. They need our help. They need our money. Please go to SponsorJ6.com and make a tangible difference in the life of a January 6 hostage. SponsorJ6.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA News update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Z-Stack is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Detox are three of the biggest products sold by Z-Stack. Prior to his death, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new products to protect you. And his Z-Stack product is based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But his Z-Shield product addresses dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. And now he's got a Z-Detox product developed with real, all-natural ingredients. It may detox your body from harmful toxins that can stay in our tissues and bloodstream. Go to Z-Stack Life right now, ZStackLife.com, and use the promo code WAR for a very special discount just for my fans on the product Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Detox. That's ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR for a special discount. All right, my guest is here, Pastor Mark Blitz, founder and senior pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in the state of Washington. His website is esm.us, ESM for El Shaddai Ministries, ESM.us. Best-selling author, his new book is America at War, 2024 to 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness. Pastor Mark Blitz, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your program.
It is my honor, sir. And just so you know, I'm a Messianic Jew, a Jew to Christ as my Savior, if that's of interest to you. So I thought this would be an interesting interview. You're an expert on anti-Semitism, and I, being a Jew, it's a topic that is of special significance to me. Anti-Semitism, obviously, not just on the rise in America, it's actually the highest maybe it's ever been in the history of America. In my lifetime, you know, in my six decades of life, I've never seen people running around the street screaming death to Jews and genocide to Israel and river to the sea and death to America. Why do you believe this is happening right now, this massive increase in Jew hatred?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the three stages of jihad. The very first stage is the sword in the hand, where they want to kill the infidel, the non-Muslim. And then the next stage is jihad of the mouth, where they do all these protesting that even like we see going on now. And before that is the jihad of the heart, where they do all the planning. We saw this in 9/11, for heaven's sake. When they went to, you know, Arizona, they were learning how to fly. They were setting the stage, jihad of the heart. And then we see the jihad of the mouth back in 2000, you know, one before 9/11, there was all this Palestinian uprising. And then came the jihad of the hand, where they did 9/11. And that's what's going on now. They've been planning this for a long time. We've had terrorists here in the United States that have been planning. And then in the universities, most people don't know, but Pearson Publishing, the number one publishing company in the world out of UK, they are the most anti-Semitic publishing company in the world. And Qatar is the largest shareholder of Pearson Publishing. And they're finding all this anti-Semitism in the college textbooks, in the high school textbooks, in the grade school textbooks. And so we see that Qatar is totally involved in all of this. As a matter of fact, they gave, I don't know how many billion dollars to Cornell. You look up Qatar and all these colleges, the Ivy League, they gave billions of dollars to.
I'm sure Columbia, right? Columbia is the big instigator. I'm sure they gave billions to Columbia.
And did you graduate from Columbia?
I did. I'm a Columbia grad, class of 83, with my classmate Barack Obama.
How in the world has it changed for you?
Well, there's two things. In one way, it hasn't changed at all. In another way, it dramatically changed. In the way it hasn't changed at all, when I was there, you know, I hate to use the word innocent, but I was kind of an innocent kid who loved capitalism and heard from my father from the day I was born, you're going to go to Columbia. You know, you're going to be a nice Jewish boy. You're going to get straight A's. You're going to go to Columbia. And when you go to Columbia, your life is made because, you know, that's it. You made it. You made it into the Ivy Leagues. And I got there and I thought that was true. When I get there, I meet a bunch, and my father was a butcher. So I came from a blue-collar, you know, background with no money. So I thought I made it when I got to Columbia. I get there, and all my classmates are super rich, spoiled brats. I call them Lucky Sperm Club. They all had rich parents and powerful parents, and they all hated America. They didn't see it the way my dad saw it or I saw it. They didn't say, oh, my God, you're a butcher's son. You made it. Isn't capitalism great? Isn't America great? Everybody there hated America and talked all day long about how they wanted to take the country down and take capitalism down and make all the rich people poor. And they all bragged they were communists. So it really hasn't changed much at all. It's the same people. But the difference is, Pastor Mark Blitz, one difference. There were no Muslims when I was there. Now they're waving Palestinian flags and wearing, Muslim garb and Palestinian scarves and the hijabs. And, you know, there's people mixed in with the really misguided, dysfunctional white rich kids. There's people mixed in who are Muslims that came in through the open border or were given visas to go to college. And they hate America and they hate Jews. Yep. And that wasn't around when I was there. There was no such thing. So in many ways, it's the same. In one way, it's changed dramatically. I never dealt with any Muslims. And we know Muslims have a hatred for Jews and Christians and America and Western civilization. Certainly radical Muslims do. And that's 300 million out of the billion Muslims in the world. So that has been a change. And it's a big mistake to let radical Islam into the United States and into our colleges.
Oh, absolutely. And I have relatives who died in the Holocaust as well, listed in Yad Vashem in Israel. And my goodness, I just can't believe what is going on. And I believe the church is sound asleep. I don't think they have any clue.
Right. They're saying nothing. They're saying absolutely nothing. It's really quite amazing. But let's get on, because this interview goes fast. I want to make sure we get to this big question I have for you. Israel's at war with Gaza, and you say it's not at war with the Palestinians. It's at war with Gaza, and there's a very big difference. What's the distinction?
Well, I think it's interesting that the very word Palestinians comes from the Philistines, which means the invaders. And as you know, Hamas in Hebrew is violence. And I think it's the leadership that are very violent. And of course, the Palestinians, you know, I mean, they do support Hamas. I don't know how much of that is from like the Stockholm Syndrome or not. But I believe they have the whole spirit of Amalek. And we know what Hamas did to Israel on October 7th. And Amalek in Hebrew means a nation that chops off heads. That's what I mean.
Wow.
Exactly. And so we're seeing that spirit of Amalek, just like in the book of Esther. You know, they wanted to annihilate the Jews. And I see that same spirit today, that is what we see happening. And they need to be destroyed.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I see it very clearly that it's good versus bad, good versus evil, and the Jews of Israel are the good. It's, you know, I had a guest on my TV show that I taped about an hour ago that's on every night at 10 o'clock on Real America's Voice TV network, 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, The Root Reaction. And my guest was Barak Lurie, who is a Israeli-born great friend of mine, an attorney in Los Angeles, but Israeli-born. And he said something very interesting today. He said that, you know, when you look at good versus evil, you know, Israel may be, not only is Israel not evil, they may be the most moral country in the world. They're the only army that sends leaflets, you know, drops leaflets that say, get out of this neighborhood, we're about to bomb it. Nobody does that. America doesn't do that. And yet they're being called bad because women and children are dying. Well, why are women and children dying? Because the Hamas fighters are a bunch of cowards, and they hide in churches and schools and hospitals, and they use women and children as human shields. That's not Israel's fault. Israel's the most moral country maybe in the world, and the most moral army clearly in the world, and you can't accuse them of bad things because they didn't do anything bad. It's Hamas that's done all the bad, and we're fighting in self-defense. That's the way I see it.
Well, absolutely. I go to Israel every year. I lead big tours to Israel. I'll never forget one time. I think it was back in 2008 or something. But the Hamas, with their stupid Qassam rockets, ruined some of their own power to the Gaza Strip. It went blank. And here, Israel, who pays for the electricity, who is in charge of electricity, there were people there trying to restore the electricity to the Gaza Strip, and Hamas is shooting at them when they're trying to give them power. They have to have concrete barriers to protect them from Hamas, who's shooting at them from Gaza, to give Gaza power. That just shows you how insane it is.
So you say a two-state solution is just never going to work, right? Israel and Palestine next to each other is a two-state solution. Not going to happen.
Never. Never. Even the Bible says so. In Joel, God's going to come against every nation that tries to divide his land. In Zechariah 1, it mentions this vision of these four horns, and their sole purpose is to divide the nation of Israel. That's the quartet from 2001, the U.S., the EU, the UN, and Russia. And then comes these four carpenters who are going to terrorize, literally in Hebrew it says terrorize, those four entities that are trying to divide the land of Israel. So all that is going to do is bring terror, and I'm telling you, terror is going to come to America. We're going to see suicide bombers blowing themselves up at gas stations, grocery stores, and bridges this year.
Well, I'm just, you know what I'm shocked about? Because I've been predicting this for, you know, for years since Obama opened the border. And again, even stronger, I've been predicting it since Biden stole the election, obviously, yeah. Clearly rigged and stole the election. And since he's been in office, I predicted it. I'm shocked we haven't seen it yet. I don't know what they're waiting for, because I know they're all here. So do you have any idea what they're waiting for, Pastor?
Well, it goes back to the jihad of the mouth. We're at that stage right now with all the protests, and the jihad of the sword is coming. But, you know, for Israel, civilian casualties are always a tragedy. But for Hamas, civilian casualties are the strategy.
That's what they aim for, exactly. They had maps of elementary schools when they landed in Israel, when they ran over that, you know, that border or flew over the border in the parachutes. They were aiming for elementary schools to murder children. It's unbelievable. And then they think Israel's bad because they bomb Hamas headquarters. It happens to be in a school or in a hospital. Hey, Pastor, we got to run. Pastor Mark Blitz, he is a best-selling author. His new book is America at War, 2024 to 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness. Pastor Mark Blitz, thank you, and God bless you. Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more.
Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Score Blue, is the sponsor of this segment of the show because even conservatives love to score. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen up. It's a new little blue pill, but it's much better than the original Viagra because the cost is insanely low. Just $5 per pill rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our sponsor, ScoreBlue.com, the number one rated online ED service in the country. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue. And instead of buying your Viagra from a liberal woke company, ScoreBlue is owned by one of my best friends, who is a huge conservative MAGA supporter. So you're spending your money with a true blue patriot. By the way, I always thought all generic Viagra pills were the same. It turns out they are not. There are two kinds, the cheap, weak, crappy generic Viagra that you see sold pretty much everywhere nowadays, radio and TV and online, and the only authorized generic Viagra in the world, made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory, made with the same formula. It's the exact same everything, except, of course, it's $5 per pill instead of $90. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, and you're buying from a company run by a conservative MAGA patriot friend of Wayne Allyn Root, go to scoreblue.com. Because even conservatives love to score. Enter promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root at checkout and get 20% off your first order. ScoreBlue.com. ScoreBlue.com. All right. Hey, I got a letter from a fan. I want to read it to you because it's a good letter. Good afternoon, Wayne Root. My name is Mark. I won't give his last name. Mark C. Love your show. It just came in moments ago. Love your show. But that's besides the point. My concern is that the so-called pro-terrorist and destroy America protesters will have jobs when they leave college. And God forbid they get political jobs. If we think it's bad now, it will be a million times worse when that happens. Sincerely, Mark. And so, you know, what you're saying, Mark, I got to tell you, nothing has really changed. As I basically said in my interview with that pastor, Mark Blitz, moments ago, When I went to Columbia, everybody there hated America. And they cheered when they thought Reagan was dead. When Reagan was shot, a kid ran into the classroom and basically said, Reagan's been assassinated. The president's been assassinated. And everybody thought that meant he was dead. It was an assassination attempt. It wasn't an assassination. But the kid must have mixed up what he saw in the news, or he heard an early report that Reagan was dead, or it was wishful thinking. Whatever the reason, he made it appear Reagan was dead. My crowd of political science students stood up and gave a standing ovation at Reagan's death. That's what I dealt with at Columbia. Everybody said they were communists. They bragged being a communist, socialist, Marxist. And all of them wound up being in Obama's administration. They all grew up. Remember, Obama graduated alongside me as Columbia class of 83 graduate. And so all these kids knew Obama, and I guess, and they went with him in the Obama administration. And we had people running the country who cheered for the death of Reagan. We had people running the country who bragged they were communists to me back in college days. People don't change. Whatever you are in college, you are for life. So believe me, it's no worse than now, unless, you know, what you're saying is, what did I say to Mark Blitz, Pastor Mark Blitz? I said, in many ways, it hasn't changed. Columbia's exactly the same. And then I said, in many ways, it did change, because now you see all these people with the Muslim scarves and the hijabs and the Muslim, clothing and Palestinian flags, and you never saw any of that when I went to college. There was no such thing. I mean, everyone at Columbia was white when I went to college. There were a few black kids, and Obama was, I guess, one of them. I never saw him, but I guess he was one of them. And pretty much everybody else was white, and like 50% of the school was Jewish. And so there weren't any Palestinian flags, and people didn't wear Palestinian scarves, and nobody spoke Islamic languages. Nobody was from Islamic countries. I never met an Islamic person in my life. So certainly the color of Colombia and the race of Colombia and the religion of Colombia have changed a bit. But the people are the same radical communists as they always were. Just a few of them have a little darker skin, and they don't come from America. So would that be worse? Sure. But not much worse. It can't get much worse than Obama and his buddies, who were already president. And guess who's president now, in my opinion? Obama and their buddies. Obama and his buddies. That's who's president right now. You know, this is the third term of Obama. He's running the show, not Biden. So you've already got a guy who grew up in a Muslim country and was raised Muslim, Barack Obama. And for the people to go, ooh, what did Wayne just say? Let's assume Obama told the truth and he was born in Honolulu. I've always assumed he was born in Honolulu. Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, let's assume he's telling the truth. But it's a fact. His mother married a Muslim from Indonesia, the world's biggest Muslim nation, and they moved to Indonesia, and he was raised in Indonesia and attended madrasas, Muslim schools in Indonesia. So whether Obama is an American and born in America or not, whether that debate is going on or not, let's not even get involved in it. I never have. In my whole life, I've never questioned where Obama was born. I don't care. But he was raised in a Muslim country and therefore raised to hate Jews. And what did Alan Dershowitz say recently, the greatest lawyer in America who voted for Obama twice and considered himself a huge loyal Democrat? He said, Obama hates Jews. He's hated Jews all along. I'm disgusted by Barack Obama. He's despicable. He's responsible for all the anti-Semitism in America. That's what Dershowitz said. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Alan. Welcome to Wayne's World. So it doesn't get any better than any worse than Barack Obama. It gets lots better. It doesn't get any worse than Obama, but the people of Columbia now, yes, are frightening if they ever get in the workforce. If they ever do. I'm Wayne Allyn. We'll be right back. Linda.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.